This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it.
iRadio. Bringing Irish travellers together for unforgettable adventures, and her personal travel account has amassed over 80,000 followers. She is the go-to for travel inspiration, insider tips, and those pack your bags immediately moments. With their next big trip heading to Japan next year, I am very excited to be chatting to Niamh Flynn. Niamh, thanks so much for joining us on the show. For anyone who hasn't come across Irish Travel Gang yet, what is it and how did the idea first come to you?
Irish Travel Gang, we're a group travel company, the Irish group travel company, bringing people all around the world. So how the idea came to me, it's a long-winded story, basically out of stubbornness, but all throughout COVID, I told everybody, I don't care what happens, I'm going traveling. Whenever we're able to get out of here, I'm off. I don't even, if I have to go by myself, that's what I'm doing. Didn't factor in that that would actually happen and I would actually have to go by myself. So that was a bit of a land. And I was so nervous about it and so stressed about it. But anyway, I went and had the absolute time of my life. I did about 4 months in Europe and had the best trip. I met incredible people and just felt very much like, God, what was I so stressed about? Like, this has been such an amazing experience. Why did I ever let this become such a thing in my head? And from that then, I've been hosting group trips. Myself and my partner now have set up our own company, but we were hosting group trips to other companies, to Bali, Tanzania, Sri Lanka, the Philippines, like all across the world. And yeah, we just decided to take the next step and kind of go all in with it. Yeah.
You were already known for your love of all things travel. But yeah. Do you remember the moment that you realized, you know, passion turning into a work project here? Like, this is what I want to do for a living.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely a person that and this is probably not a good thing to say, but I've never been into like the hustle culture, the grind culture. And I'm very much like, I want to live life and enjoy life. So starting a company was never really on my agenda. But on these trips, the thing that has made me really feel like, okay, this is something really worthwhile and really worth pursuing. And that I obviously love doing it. Like, I host the trips and get to meet really lovely people who come from like a similar story to what I've come from. And we go away and we have a great time together. But what really makes it for me is then seeing those people go off on trips together. So seeing the connections that kind of form while we're there, people making friends for life. And I've seen people going all around the world together. And then, you know, of course, we get a lot of people, similar situation, that were scared to go or maybe have gone through a breakup or some kind of major life event. And seeing their like sense of empowerment and confidence come back from the trips has been really, really amazing. So that's what's really pushed me into this. You know, this is a really good thing to be a part of and definitely worthwhile worth doing.
What makes the Irish Travel Gang different from other travel group experiences?
Yeah, so I think the reason that we said, you know, we need to set up our own thing and get going was I've been doing a lot of work with companies that are kind of based in the UK primarily, but, you know, there's nobody really set up in Ireland. And while I went and made amazing connections and had a great experience, I found that the reason I was doing these group, like going on these group trips in the first place, was I couldn't find anyone around me who had the same interests as me or wanted to do the things that I wanted to do. And then when I went with these English companies, I'd kind of come home and see them all catching up and hanging out, you know, across England, but I'm still stuck at home feeling a bit the same as I was before I left, a bit like, you know, I don't really have anybody around me that's in the same boat. So that's really, we're trying to focus on the connection in Ireland. I do feel like the sense of community in Ireland has dwindled a little bit, and you'll see a lot of these things cropping up, like the run clubs and sea swimming clubs and things like that. So this is our way of trying to build community in Ireland. And you just can't beat the crack of Irish people. Like, it's insane. I would be nervous. The first day of the trip is always the most nerve-wracking because everyone's coming together for the first time and you're trying to make sure everybody feels really comfortable. But there's nothing to worry about because 2 seconds into everybody being in the same room, they're just chatting about, you know, do you know where are you from? I'm from here. We know this person in common. And people find it really easy to get like common ground and get to know each other. So that's what kind of, I think, sets Irish group trips apart, is just how warm and welcoming and friendly everybody is and how easy it is to actually make the connections.
That is so true that everyone knows someone from somewhere you're from. It's like we must be the smallest country, literally. I know Ireland is a small island, but like, it's hilarious how you always seem to make a connection to somebody. You always have something in common. What I know that your next big adventure is Japan, which I think is amazing. What can people expect on that trip? You know, the vibe, the experience, the must-see moments.
Yeah, so we launched, we've been really, really, like, we're doing really well, which sounds terrible to say, but we've been having a great time since we launched, and we're really glad that people kind of feel the same as we do, that we need these connections and these adventures. So we launched Mexico and Peru, and they sold out pretty quickly. We do have a couple of spaces left on Japan. So that's going to be, you know, the perfect beginner's trip to Japan with some local expertise and some local tips and tricks in there as well. So we'll have Tokyo, Kyoto, Osaka, and Hiroshima. We're doing kind of the three big cities that everybody has to do. And then Hiroshima was kind of a bit of a passion project because our local guide was very enthusiastic about this island called Miyajima. So it's a beautiful island. You can take a cable car there and you can hang out with free roaming deer, which sounds a little bit safer than the ones in Nara. I've heard they're getting a little bit greedy, I think, with the sweets and the treats. So that's really exciting. And then, yeah, it's going to be, we have all of the major highlights. So we'll have Mount Fuji as well, a day trip to Nikko, obviously time to explore Tokyo at your own pace as well. And then in Kyoto, we'll be doing the bamboo forest, the famous red Fushimi Inari gates. And Osaka, you know, I think we have mostly a tour around the city, so trying some amazing food. I know that's going to be probably my biggest priority when we get there, is sampling all the amazing food there. And then a little bit of free time as well for people to, you know, kind of do things that might be off the kind of beaten track, or things that might be special to them. So mostly we have all the activities every day as a group together, but there's some days that you might have half a day or a full day to kind of make your own adventure as well, which is good.
What is one travel lesson that you've picked up throughout all of these group travel experiences that has genuinely changed how you see the world? I imagine you're picking up things like that all the time.
Oh God, that's a good question. I feel my gut instinct is like, do not go to sleep on sleeper buses with your bag on the floor, which is a terrible lesson to learn. So let me have a think. That's not the best one.
That's so relatable though. That's an excellent tip. I don't even know what I thought of that.
Oh God, we learned that the hard way. So yeah, never again sleeping with my bag on the floor. So, well, obviously on our trips, you'll be well looked after, so you'll be fine. But in general, that was a mistake we learned the hard way. I guess the thing that I kind of value the most is, you know, I my big thing on all this is really getting to know people and making connections. I remember the first trip that we ever did, it was a group of friends when we were in college. We had a summer break and went away. And one of the guys spoke Spanish really well. And something I remember so well from that trip is how much we got to speak to all of the locals and learn about what their life was like. Like, I remember we were in Cuba, and being able to have that connection and speak to the locals there and understand what life is actually like for them. Because obviously from an outsider perspective, you've such an idea of the way of the world, but it's so different to hear like directly from their mouth. So I would definitely say to not be afraid to like talk to locals and approach locals and have conversations. I know in Ireland, if anybody ever came up to me and probably any other Irish people, like, we're so happy to chat about life and tell them the best places to go and give them the best recommendations, and probably sending everybody outside of Dublin. I'm not from Dublin, so I can say that. But yeah, just to be open to getting to know new people. And I do hear a lot from the people who join as well. It's really easy to like put yourself in a box of what you think you're like and what you think you like, but to be open to new experiences. So like, people have come saying that their friends at home think they're so shy, but then on these trips, you know, they're jumping up and doing the karaoke, or, you know, they're the first person on the bus trying to get everyone to play a game or something. So, you know, being open to getting outside of your comfort zone and trying new things as well.
That's perfect advice for anyone who might be listening this evening and thinking that they are they might give group travel a go. They might be a bit anxious, mm-hmm. a bit worried about it. I think you've really encouraged anyone to give it a go this evening. Aside from Japan, what other dream destinations are you hoping to head on with the Irish Travel Gang?
Yeah, so we have a few things in the pipeline. We're trying to give everyone a bit of peace at the moment, because I'm sure people are overwhelmed enough with Christmas that the last thing they need is to be thinking about holidays. But for the new year, we'll be launching a Tanzania trip again. So we went last year, had the most amazing time. It was an incredible country. And this year, we're making a few small changes. So we'll be doing safari in the Serengeti, as well as like waterfalls and coffee plantations. And we'll have a few days in Zanzibar as well. So we've made a couple of changes to that itinerary, but really excited for that one. And then we're also looking at doing Sri Lanka. So if you can't tell, I'm really into wildlife. So Tanzania is a very wildlife focused trip. Sri Lanka is definitely better on a budget. So I went there a couple of years ago, and the wildlife you can see there as well is incredible. Like, we saw loads of elephants, and we were very lucky to see leopards and sloth bears, which was crazy. So those are two that are kind of big bucket list trips in the pipeline. And we're also really hoping to do trips to Achill Island. So we hosted one last year. That's kind of a good idea if you're wanting to give this a go, but obviously booking a trip to Tanzania is such a big commitment, whereas a weekend in Achill is kind of like, okay, if solo travel is not for me or group travel is not for me, at least I've only sacrificed a weekend in the west of Ireland, and it's not such a big commitment. And we're hoping we'll have a group trip in Spain as well, but we're still working on the details of that, but hoping to do two kind of big bucket list ones and then two a bit closer to home.
If people are interested in following along with what you guys get up to now, where can they find you on social media and read more about all of this?
Yeah, so we have Instagram and TikTok at Irish Travel Gang. And we also have our website as well. So that's www.irishtravelgang.com.
Niamh, thank you so much for all of that information, and the very best of luck on the Japan trip. If I'm not chatting to you before then, I'm sure that you will join us again on iRadio's group chat to talk more about some more amazing trips. But thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Yeah, I would love to. Thank you so much for having me.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it.